Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something
good today. Welcome to a special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now, I have on the line with me Stuart Wilson. And Stuart was telling me earlier about the folks from Athens Limestone Hospital who are treating people currently with flu, including coronavirus. And he wanted to help them out because he knew what they were experiencing right now with the challenges they're facing. Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Stuart Wilson.
Thanks for having me.
So, Stuart, tell me about your motivation to do something for those healthcare workers and what you did.
I really just bought them lunch. A small token of appreciation for them and what they're doing. They're on the front lines of crisis that our nation is facing at this time. You know, they deserve some recognition. So all I did was I had a friend that works there, and I contacted him and said, hey, what could I do? How could I help? Is there anything y'all could use? First, he said, we're good, you know, just keep us in your prayers. And I kind of kept on, and I said, well, you know, what about food? Well, we'll never turn down food. So that's where it came from. And I just put it together with him, just kind of coordinated. How do I get it to y'all? How do I need to do it? And found a small business in town, small local business. And, you know, all the businesses are struggling at this time as well to fill their orders and to keep cash rolling through their doors. So I thought, you know, this is a good opportunity to help two places out that are needing it right now.
Well, and now we're using the hashtag CoronaKindness on the Mark Wyatt Show. What do you hope that this does when it comes to others who are hearing about the assistance that they can offer?
I hope that it makes them just look and think about small things that they can do, small ways that they can make a difference and show kindness to other people. This is a time for us to pull together and for us to really show people what our community and what America and what our faith is all about. And so that's what I hope that this Athens, Alabama is as good a place as any to start a movement. So that's what I want to start. I want everybody to just look for little ways that you can brighten somebody's day, because we're all in this together. We're all going through the same thing, and it doesn't take a whole lot.
Obviously, you were able to practice social distancing when you pulled up to the clinic and they were able to get the food. Tell me their response when they learned that you were providing lunch for them. I know there's around 25 people there at the center.
Oh, yeah. They were extremely, extremely appreciative. I got all kinds of thanks, comments, and, hey, this really brightened our day. We really appreciate it. This is so great, and just thanks for thinking of us. Those types of things. Didn't take a lot. It wasn't a whole lot of effort that was expended on my part, but it made a little bit of difference in just one day for those people that I think are working on the front lines and supporting our community at this time.
With the new rules that are coming out, these people are especially important. They're our first line of defense when it comes to the coronavirus, and we want the best for them. And if people want to find ways to make a difference, they can. Even though we're practicing social distancing, there are opportunities to help other people. And I hope that people who are listening right now will continue to find those opportunities. Go to The Mark White Show, follow on Facebook, follow on Instagram. I'm doing the best I can to share the many efforts that are out there. And there's still organizations that are doing incredible work, and we don't want to forget about them either. It's a tough time all around for so many people. One of the things that we can do instead of focusing on ourselves is focusing on other people, and that allows us to have a purpose that's bigger than what our problems and our issues are. So I encourage people who are listening right now to think outside of themselves and to think about what other people are needing. We had World War II veterans and Korean veterans who needed Lysol Clorox wipes. A lady over in Florence decided that she was going to contribute to that. And then we had another person donate some money to that effort as well. We have some vulnerable people, so we want to keep those folks in our minds too, as far as how we can help them.
Absolutely, Mark. It's just little things like that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think we're at our absolute best as people when we're thinking about other people, putting others first before ourselves.
Stuart, I appreciate you thinking about helping those healthcare workers. I know they appreciated it, and I appreciate the encouragement and inspiration that it's going to give other people to find where they can make a difference as well.
Absolutely.
That's Stuart Wilson. He's been joining me here on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, a special edition, to talk about how he was able to make a difference for the healthcare workers in Athens, Alabama, at a special clinic for the flu and coronavirus. We want you to find ways that you can make a difference, and I hope that you're encouraged by what Stuart has done and inspired by it, and finding ways that you can make a difference.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Is up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Right now I have on the line with me Nina Bennett from Decatur, Alabama. She is a nurse, and today she traveled from Atlanta, Georgia to New York City, where she's at right now. And I wanted Nina to share about first why she's going up there to do this, and then what she expects in New York City. I know that there have been a lot of people who have been affected by the coronavirus, or COVID-19 as it's also called. Welcome, Nina Bennett.
Thank you. I guess I'll start with why did I come to New York? As an experienced ER nurse, I know how hard we fight to save just one patient. And when you hear the news and you see the numbers and it's just staggering, I know that we take the loss of one patient hard. I cannot imagine what these nurses and doctors are going through here. I actually felt for them, and I felt for the people here. It's heart-wrenching. People think that we don't get emotionally invested in it, but we do. They're people, they deserve to be taken care of. The nurses, the doctors, the staff, they deserve a break. It shouldn't all have to be carried just on their shoulders. I mean, we're all in this together. This is why we decided that we would take care of people. This is why I became a nurse.
I know, Nina, that you've traveled as a nurse before. Where did you get the information about going to New York City, and how did it work out for you to go where you're at now?
Facebook, scrolling through Facebook, and there was different opportunities. And I had called one a couple of times and never got through. And then just for, I thought, okay, well, I'll call this time. And when they answered the phone, I thought, oh, okay, I guess I am supposed to go to New York.
So a nurse in Alabama can go anywhere in the country, or is there some special certification you have to go through to be able to go from state to state?
Alabama did become what they call a compact state. So there are, I think it's about 24 other states. As long as you get the compact license, you can travel to. But right now, during this COVID crisis, New York has said that, hey, anybody that's a nurse anywhere in the United States can come here and work. Watching the governor here beg for people to come and help, I think that probably upset a lot of people. I mean, it should have made us all emotional. Am I afraid that I could get sick? Yes. Am I afraid that my family could get sick because of me? No, because I'm going to quarantine myself. I'm going to do the right thing and quarantine myself when this is over because I don't want my family sick. Yeah, I'm scared. I'm nervous that I could get sick, but I still feel that need that I need to help take care of these people. I mean, I could get sick from anything, taking care of any patient.
That's exactly right. And one of the things you did bring up was your family. And earlier today, I posted about you traveling to New York. You have some children who are very proud of what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I hope they are. I really expected them to give me a lot of pushback and say, you know, you're crazy, but they didn't. They did not do that. They were just supportive. If that's what you feel like you need to do. But then as we got a little bit closer and there was more things on the news, they did comment that they were starting to get a little nervous. And I told them, oh, I'm going to be fine. I've lived through much worse.
What is your message to your family right now?
That I'm going to come up here, I'm going to get this job done, I'm going to take care of as many people as I can take care of and try to make a difference, try to help out, and I'll be home safe and sound. I will take every safety measure possible, and I'll be home safe and sound.
And just like police officers, as I told you earlier, I'm a former police officer, we have choices to make when it comes to going to disaster areas, and you made this choice to do this yourself, and that alone is an honorable thing. We have many nurses across Alabama and the country who are going to support these other areas who've been greatly affected by COVID-19. What is your message to your fellow nurses, first responders, and medical personnel across the country right now?
That I am so proud of the job that we are all doing. Just keep working together. Keep fighting the fight. They're doing a phenomenal job. They're doing everything that they can do. Just keep fighting the fight and hold your head up. I know it's hard, but just hold your head up.
Nina, I hope to get to talk to you in a couple of days after you've experienced a little bit of what's going on in New York City, if you're able to do that. I appreciate you joining me here today on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment and sharing about this trip that you have taken from Decatur, Alabama to New York City. It's a big adjustment for what I consider a country girl.
Well, you hit that nail on the head. I am a country girl. I just hope we don't have a language barrier up here. I hope they can understand me, and I hope I can understand them.
Just enunciate.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, when we get in a hurry, we don't do that all the time. We chop it up.
No, especially when we get silly, right?
Yes. That sounds like me right there. That's me.
Tickled at midnight. You can't understand a word we say.
Unless you're from the South.
We all get it, don't we?
Yes.
Nina, thank you again for your service and what you're doing as a nurse. We appreciate you, and we appreciate all those in the healthcare field who are dedicating their time and their energy to helping against this pandemic.
Well, thank you so much. I don't feel like I'm doing anything great. I just feel like I'm just doing what needs to be done.
And that's exactly what we're called to do. So thank you, Nina.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been talking to Nina Bennett from Decatur, Alabama. She is a nurse, and she is now in New York City. She's ready to go to work to help those who are in need due to the COVID-19 virus. We wish her well, and we pray for her and all the other people who are working right now to help these folks across our country, including the great state of Alabama.
Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero.
This is Mark White from The Mark White Show, and I want you to partner with me. If your business or organization would like to be a sponsor of The Mark White Show, send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. If you would like to be an individual sponsor of The Mark White Show, go to patreon.com/themarkwhiteshow. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Partner with The Mark White Show today, and let's make a difference in our communities together. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna-powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can
sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm your host, Mark White, and right now I have with me Candace Patterson from Higdon, Alabama. Welcome to the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment, Candace.
Thank you.
You shared a message with me about a special teacher, and of course, right now, teachers are having to learn new ways to teach their students from their homes, and I know it's difficult for a lot of teachers. Matter of fact, my own daughter's teacher sent out a message and how sad she was that when she handed out a folder to the children prior to this happening, she didn't realize that the kids weren't going to come back. And right. That just breaks my heart, because so many of these teachers build these special relationships with these children, and they really didn't get to tell them goodbye.
Exactly. I have heard the exact same thing from Mrs. Casey. She said if she would have known, you know, she would have hugged them. She would have told them goodbye. But we were all under the impression it was only temporary, just for a couple weeks. And so it has. It's been not just hard on the kids, but we as parents, we as teachers, we're all struggling with this.
It breaks my heart for so many. The teacher you're talking about, she just started at North Sand Mountain just this year.
Exactly, just this year. She actually came into the school, I think it was about a month after school had started. So my daughter was in another class, and she was one of the ones that got pulled to go into Miss Casey's class. And in the beginning, we were alarmed. We knew the teacher that she had. Miss Casey was new. We were a little bit hesitant, but it was the best thing that could have ever been done. This teacher, she's amazing.
You described Mrs. Casey as a gem in the dark. I wanted you to describe to listeners what you mean by that.
There is a light to her. There is a light to this woman. She has gone out of her way to ensure that my child, and I'm assuming that she has done it for the rest of her students, but nearly every day she has reached out to make sure Elena's okay. How is Elena doing? And yesterday evening, she called to video chat with her. My child sat there, my five-year-old child sat at my table for 15 minutes talking to the teacher. And it was like they've known each other their whole life. It was like Miss Casey just, she has this pull to her. It pulls the kids in. She meets them on their level. She sees me as a parent, and she understands my concerns, and she doesn't push that to the side. She listens. She acknowledges that these kids are our kids, but she takes them those 6.5-7 hours a day, and they're her babies. They're not just ours. They're hers. She has become a second mother for my child.
What an amazing statement about a teacher. I had some teachers that I loved very dearly who were part of my life during a very difficult time in my childhood, and I appreciate them to this day, and some are no longer with me, and some are still here. And to be able to tell that to a teacher and to acknowledge what they are doing for our children is vital to their success as a teacher. I believe that deeply.
I do too. I just do. And I have more thing about Mrs. Casey. She was only brought in to work half a day with these kids. She was supposed to come in the morning, and she was supposed to leave at lunch. That woman stayed there all day. She has been staying all day at school with these kids. She felt like it would be better if the kids had her their whole school day instead of up and leaving after lunch. She was only hired in for the first half of the day. So that shows me that this woman is committed. She is committed to her community, her students. This is where her heart is. That speaks volumes, especially in the world that we live in. This woman is with my youngest more than I am on a school day, more than I am. And what better person to be my substitute? She has triggered something in Elena where she has this hunger for knowledge, this hunger to learn. She's always been a smart kid, but since she started going to Mrs. Casey's class, it's changed. It has changed so much. And this woman has the patience of a saint. My child is, I refer to her as my feral child. She is wild and she is loud and she comes up with some of the craziest things. And this woman hasn't changed her at all. She's let her be that wild and crazy, but in a way where she's meeting everything she needs to meet. She's learning what she needs to learn. She's engaged. She's growing. And this woman hasn't hampered that. I see a lot of teachers that view children as cookie cutter. Well, at this age, everybody needs to behave this way, and everybody needs to do this and that. She's just different. She's a different type of teacher. Like I said before, she meets them on their level.
Candace, I can tell that this, in addition to all the issues that we have right now across this country and the world, this brings comfort to you and to your family to know that you have the support of a teacher like Mrs. Casey. And I did want you to share that with us today because there are things going on in people's lives right now that feel like this is almost unbearable. People already had issues, and this has just thrown fuel on the fire for so many. We need something positive to look at. We need something to hold on to know that there are still good things happening out there, maybe not in the same way that they were a few weeks ago. But people are now finding ways to connect with people in a different way, but still show that they care.
Exactly. I look at this as that little seed of hope. This is a seed of hope. This is what we should have always been about. That connection with one another. That goal to be something more than what we are. To be better. To be that support group for one another. And I find it tragic that for a lot of us, it takes a crisis to bring that out of us. But I am hopeful that through this chapter of life, we will come out on the other side and we will be better. We will really take the time to engage one another. That is my hope. We make it to that point and we are so much better. And people like Mrs. Casey are going to be the ones that help us with that. And no matter how dark and gloomy it gets, there's always light. And she is that light in my 5-year-old's life right now.
That is incredible. Last night I had the opportunity to talk to Nina Bennett, who is a nurse in Decatur, Alabama, and she was traveling to New York City to serve as a nurse in a city that's been devastated by COVID-19. And she's a light, and we can find these sources of light if we're looking for them. And I really do appreciate you reaching out to me to share about Mrs. Casey and what she has done for your daughter and many others, I'm sure, at this point. Let them know that she cares and that she wants them to develop as young people and to learn and to grow, because we are going to come out of this. And as you say, I believe we're going to come out of this stronger. Many of us are going to come out of this stronger and better than we were before.
That is my hope, that we, and I do believe that it is going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I do, but the one thing I tell everyone is that night is always darkest right before dawn. So if we can just hold on, we can band together and hold on and rely on one another, dawn is surely going to shine. It will shine. It's coming. We just have to be patient. We have to wait. And we have to stick together as a unit. It's the only way to beat this.
I love your message, Candace, and I appreciate you joining me here on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today and sharing an encouraging message, inspiring message with others.
I thank you for having me. Thank you for getting back with me. It was an honor to let everyone know there are still really good people out there. Really good people. We just have to look for them. And when we find them, we need to help put the light on them so other people can benefit from what they are.
If Mrs. Casey is listening, thank you, Mrs. Casey, for your service. And thank you to all those teachers who are going above and beyond to make sure that your students know that you care and that you're still there to help them every step of the way as they grow. Folks, we've been talking to Candace Patterson from Higdon, Alabama. She's been sharing about a special teacher to her daughter, Elena. She is a teacher who deserves our applause and deserves our praise for doing what she's doing with the students right now. And I know there's others who should be recognized as well. And so we want to recognize them also. Keep everyone in your prayers that's affected by this. We pray for each other. We support each other. And we're going to be okay in this process if we look for the right things in this life. Again, we appreciate Candace Patterson for joining me here on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deeds segment.
Live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hi, this is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, where you can learn to make a difference in your community while you have a great time listening to interesting people talk to Mark.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away unless I'll do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Unless I'll do something good today. Unless I'll do something good today.
Right now I have with me on the line Scott Pavlovic. The reason I have Scott on the line is because we have talked a lot about masks and other personal protective devices, personal protective equipment. And when we think about where does it come from, we have engineers, we have scientists, we have designers, creators to make these pieces of equipment. And of course, it takes manufacturing and production to make these things happen. And here we are, where we were running short on some very important pieces of equipment for our first line of defense when it comes to COVID-19. But we have people across the country who are the unsung heroes who are making these devices, making these pieces of equipment to help our first line of defense in this effort. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Scott.
Thanks, Mark.
I saw a picture, and you were making face shields. Where were you at when you were making the face shields?
In my garage.
I thought you were doing it at home. And you were telling how quickly you can make one of the face shields, and it was an hour and a half per.
Yeah, that was yesterday. I've since tweaked some things and refined the design a little bit, and we're down to about an hour and 10 minutes. It makes all the difference when you're trying to pump them out as fast as you can, so. As I was printing them, they were taller than they needed to be. We could shorten the height of the 3D printed object to it would still work just as effectively, but it would shorten the print time. You can only fit two on the bed at a time because they're so large, they go on your head. So printing two at a time, it takes about a little under 3 hours now.
The 3D imaging in this process that's being used to develop these items, how does that work?
Well, this particular design was published by a gentleman named Joseph Prusha, and he's been behind the 3D printing movement since its inception. And he saw the need for this, that there was, and this is going on worldwide, not just the United States. He saw there's a need for personal protective equipment everywhere and just anything to give our first line of defense some type of protection, which is what this face shield does. It basically just prevents from anybody coughing in your face or any droplets maybe in the air from someone sneezing to collect on your face while you're tending to a patient. Typically, they're worn with a actual mask as well. If that's not available, this is absolutely, you know, better than nothing and provides a lot of protection. But he saw the need for that and released this design. I think it was actually designed in one day and printed and tested, and it just propagated across the world. People have made changes to it, made it faster to print or easier to sit on smaller printers. So there's a lot of collaboration in the community locally and in the 3D printing community trying to get this as an effective measure as possible to help protect our healthcare workers.
And here you are in your garage making a PPE device. What is your background, Scott?
Well, I'm a software engineer working half software electrical engineering right now, but I've always been kind of a techie guy, so I was into 3D printing about 10 years ago. I've always had a printer since then, and always looking for something to print, so it's really nice to have something that I can produce that's useful, not just a trinket or a toy to put on your desk, but something that could potentially save lives. And that's a privilege for me. I get a joy out of doing it.
When you posted that you had the first 15 ready to go, I was excited for you because I know from my manufacturing experience how exciting it was to put a product out, to be able to see it being used. That has to be something that's incredibly fulfilling to you.
Yes, absolutely. It was very satisfying. And then being able to hand those off today to some paramedics that were absolutely without any form of protection, and knowing that they're probably being used as we speak, that's a very satisfying and rewarding. Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Have you had any trouble getting supplies? Because I know you've got the 3D machine, but yet you have to have the supplies to make these masks at the same time.
Actually, yeah. I usually source my filament for the printer from Amazon. I think there's a couple of stores locally that would sell it, but right now they're closed. So that has been an issue. Amazon Prime is now a week or more for things like that. So I do have some on order, but I am running low right now. So I'm able to stretch it a lot more than I thought I would. Hopefully before I run out, I'll get some replenished filament. There's also, I'm using transparency films for the shield itself that snaps onto the headband that's 3D printed. Those I'm almost out of, but I was able to find some of those at a local Walmart to get me through an interim period when my Amazon shipment arrives, which has some more transparencies as well. But that's really all there is to it. The transparency sheet, just like what you would use on an overhead projector with some holes punched in it and a rubber band to hold the headband on your head.
There may be some folks out here listening right now that have some experience or some supplies, and they may be interested in finding where they fit when it comes to their skill set, especially when it comes to engineering or, as you were describing, computer programming. Tell us a message to people out there right now who are looking for ways to help.
First of all, of course, if you have a 3D printer, knock the dust off of it and demo these files, start printing this headband. You don't have to do the extra steps of assembling them. All we need are the headbands. There's a team in Huntsville that is collecting the 3D printed parts and assembling them in mass, and they're going to distribute those into the Huntsville Hospital Network and UAB Networks, as well as some clinics around the Tennessee Valley. So if you have a printer, start printing. You can download the parts. They're all free, of course, and instructions on the best way to print them. There's going to be a couple of drop-off locations in town, and there's a form that, if you want to go to my website, there's a link to both the form and the 3D printed file if you want to get involved that way. Any other way, I mean, we need hands. This group in Huntsville needs people to help assemble, you distribute. Sometimes the parts need a little bit of cleaning up so they're comfortable on the person's head. So there's a lot of stuff that can be done that's not necessarily technical or involving a 3D printer. If there's anybody out there with any ideas, that's a big thing we need, is ideas. Mask or something that's just unheard of right now. I would really like to see someone come up with an ingenious way to combat that issue of an actual face mask, because that would be the next level of protection here, and that's something we're severely lacking on. But yeah, any ideas? It's just, we need to think outside the box right now with what we're going through.
It's all about coming together now and using our skills where we can help, whether that be through, as we're doing right now, sharing information to people who are in their homes or wherever they're at right now, where we can't connect in the way that we could before, person to person, but finding ways to do this where we can get a message across and let people know what the need is, because it is critical. And we're talking about people who are putting their lives at risk on a daily basis, making contact with a disease, a virus, and all the other diseases and viruses that were already there.
Right.
They need these pieces of equipment to help keep them healthy so they can go back home to their families eventually.
Right, exactly. And also, if they become ill and then we become ill, we won't have a caretaker. So our primary goal is to keep those folks healthy so they can continue to serve all these other people that are in need.
Scott, give out that website for anyone interested in finding the design, how to help in this area.
Sure, it's Rocket City Maker, so MAKER.com. Right now, it's just a landing page with two links. One will take you to Bruce's website with a download for all the files. There's several different designs if you want to print faster or multiple headbands at the time.
as well as instructions on how to assemble them. And the second link is a link to the Google form, which will get you involved in the community here that's, you know, banding together to collect these and assemble them and then distribute them out through the hospital networks. If it's a Google form, if you fill out that form, someone will contact you either via email or telephone and give you instructions on what to do next.
We've been talking to Scott Pavlovic about this special PPE device, these shields to cover faces, first line of defense people. We do need to realize what's going on behind the scenes. There's a lot of work to make this happen. They have to come from somewhere, and somebody is designing and creating as we speak. And so our thanks goes out to you, Scott, as well as all those who are working in this particular field to make sure that these first line of defense workers have the supplies that they need.
Absolutely, my pleasure. It's a great joy to be able to actually help out.
Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today. Something good today.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and kind of uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Right now I have with me on the line a teacher from Hueytown Elementary School, located in Hueytown, Alabama, Cindy O'Brien. Cindy was connected with me through my lifelong friend, Jenny Bynum Odom. Jenny was part of this special parade today, and we're calling it the Hueytown Elementary School Teacher Parade. Tell us about what you feel this parade did for families, and especially those students, and then also the teachers today.
when we got word on March 13th that we would be leaving school, we didn't have any idea that we would not be coming back. So we really never got to say goodbye that Friday to our students and to each other. We're also in a building project, so our faculty is going to be splitting between two schools next year. Not only do we not get to say goodbye to the kids, but we didn't get to say goodbye to each other. So it was really a sad time. A couple of us had the idea that we could do the parade, and even though we had the social distance, that we could do that by staying in our own cars and letting the kids know to keep that social distance, and we could safely do the parade and be able to see them and let them know how much we loved them and missed them.
You're not the first teacher to describe the fact that you didn't get to say goodbye to your students in the way that you would like to, and I know that's a difficult thing. At the same time, to come up with this creative idea to wave at your students, and they made signs. I saw the signs that the children made, and it has to make you feel good that even though you're having to practice social distancing, you still have a way to interact and to connect with these kids to let them know that you care.
Right. There's no social distance that could ever take us away from each other. Our school is like a little family, and so we care for one another, the teachers for each other, and when a student has a need, you know, we all rise to meet that need. So that's just who we are.
I'm glad that the parents came out with the kids, and I could see them standing by the cars. We had one teacher that decided to come out of the sunroof and start waving. I know that was fun.
Right. We had several, and we had one of our office. I think we had about 45 cars, but it was neat to see the kids. We just kind of put it out on social media and told them the route that we would be going. It was neat to see the families out there together. And I saw quite a few tears today, even from our parents and grandparents. I think the kids, the smiles, it was worth it.
I didn't attend Hueytown Elementary, but I went to Pittman Middle School and then went to Hueytown High School. My granddad preached at Hueytown Church of Christ across from the old football stadium. So I grew up in Hueytown, and I know the community in Hueytown has a very strong connection to each other.
Well, we definitely have that in our building. There's a family atmosphere. We really focus on not just developing the kids academically, but the whole child socially and emotionally. That's a really big focus. We do a program called Leader in Me. We focus on teaching them good habits that they're going to need for healthy lives later on in real life situations. That's very important to us, building those relationships.
You're talking to people across the state, the country, and the world that are dealing with similar circumstances. We're all in this boat together. What is your message to people right now?
My message right now would be just to hold tight, that it's going to be all right. Not to give up and not get discouraged. Just keep doing what we have been asked to do. Hunker down and go back and watch these videos when we need to smile and we need to uplift each other and stay in touch. We have social media through our school with our PE program, which is what I'm part of, and then a school site, and we've continued Sunday night bedtime story. We're continuing that even though we're not in school, so that we can stay in touch with our kids. So a lot of them gather around their tablets and computers, and even though we're away from each other, that's one way that we can stay together and be together and stay in touch.
I love that. Let me ask you, were y'all already doing bedtime stories before this happened?
We were. We did them last year, and we continued them this year. And when we got out of school on the 13th, we went by the wayside, and this past week, the person that's in charge of that said, we're going to continue to do that. So everybody started volunteering to read the bedtime story. And this last Sunday night, it was very well attended, but we do it each Sunday night at 7, and the kids can go on our school Facebook, and it goes live, and one of our teachers or staff members read a bedtime story.
That is so great, Cindy. Well, I want to say thank you to you and your team at Hueytown Elementary School for putting this teacher parade together. Thank you to all teachers across the state of Alabama and across the country and the world who are finding creative ways to still connect with their students in a special way, even though they can't be in the classroom together. But thank you for joining me here today on The Mark White Show, Cindy O'Brien.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Cindy O'Brien. She is a teacher at Hueytown Elementary School. They had the Hueytown Elementary School Teacher Parade today to let students and parents alike know that they're still there, they still care, and we appreciate that very much. If you're a teacher, thank you for your service and what you are doing right now in a difficult time. Please continue to pray for all students, teachers, and parents as we go through this together, administration, all the folks that are tied in, the staff, lunchroom people, custodians. Just the same. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Ella and Alana Allen from Killen, Alabama, sharing about Links of Love, a special fundraiser they have organized to help raise money for gift baskets for those who are on the front lines of the COVID-19 effort.
Hey, this is Ella. And this is Alana. Links of Love is bracelets that are linked together. Well, we're doing gift bags to the people that are sick and that can't get out, and some of the nurses that we know, and all the urgent cares.
And we're raising funds to help those who are local first responders, banks, restaurants, and those who are quarantined from their family. We want to raise $150 and are willing to make that mini bracelet. We accept all donations. Thank you all. And stay safe.
Ella and Alana's bracelets are $1, and if you would like to support their effort, you can go to PayPal, heathballen@yahoo.com, or Venmo, heath-allen-14. Allen is spelled A-L-L-E-N. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
Hey Mark, my name is Angela Mast. My coworker and I, Angie Lanston, are both nurses in the Birmingham area, and we are trying to figure out something we could do to give back to our fellow frontline heroes. Angie is a photographer as well, so I was begging her to do front porch photos because I think they're so cute. And then we came up with the idea that we could use these donations to help kick the benefit off. Today, we were able to raise a few $100s and we'll be feeding a unit at UAB on Tuesday. We came up with the name Heroes to Heroes because we as nurses are wanting to serve our fellow heroes in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa area. No matter what part of healthcare you're in at this point, it's taking a toll on all of us, as well as the whole country for that matter. We have started a Facebook group called Heroes to Heroes, and starting on Monday, we are going to begin a silent auction on Facebook. Right now, we are starting small with a silent auction in hopes to continue to grow. The more we can grow, the more frontline heroes we hope to feed. The auction will end next Friday at 4 p.m. The way you could help us would be to reach out to your local businesses and friends who may be willing to make a donation, in a monetary donation or a donation for a silent auction. Join us on our silent auction on Monday, or simply make donations to our Venmo. Our Venmo is Heroes to Heroes, and that is the number 2. It's all together, no spaces. No donation is too big or too small. If you don't have Venmo, reach out and we will come up with a different solution for you to help with this benefit. Thank you so much for helping us to spread the word to feed health
healthcare heroes. We want to bring a smile to the faces behind those masks.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away, unless I'll do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay, unless I'll do something good today. Unless I'll do something good today.